A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "You know as well as I that if the head of the house knew when the thief was coming, he would not let him break into his house. Be on guard, therefore. The Son of Man will come when you least expect him." Peter said, "Do you intend this parable for us, Lord, or do you mean it for the whole world?" The Lord said, "Who in your opinion is that faithful, far-sighted steward whom the master will set over his servants to dispense the ration of grain in season? That servant is fortunate whom his master finds busy when he returns. Assuredly, his master will put him in charge of all his property. But if the servant says to himself, 'My master is taking his time about coming,' and begins to abuse the housemen and servant girls, to eat and drink and get drunk, that servant's master will come back in a day when he does not expect him. At a time he does not know, he will punish him severely and rank him among those undeserving of trust. The slave who knew his master's wishes but did not prepare to fulfill them will get a severe beating, whereas the one who did not know them and who nonetheless deserved to be flogged will get off with fewer stripes. When much has been given a man, much will be required of him. More will be asked of a man to whom more has been entrusted." The Gospel of the Lord. More will be asked of a man to whom more has been entrusted. That's not fair. How come I have to do it? Working with children, I often hear that phrase, "It's not fair," usually because they are being asked to do something they don't want to do, or because it didn't go the way they wanted it to go. Maybe they're disrupting class and they're given a lunch detention, or maybe their sibling receives something that they don't get and that they want. Immediately we hear, "It's not fair." In today's gospel, Peter asks our Lord, "Is this parable for us, or do you mean it for everyone?" Our Lord doesn't answer Peter directly, but he basically says, "Who do you think I mean? Who should be ready for my return? The people who know me and say they love me are those who have no clue of who I am. And if you know me, Peter, how should I find you when I return? Doing my work, spreading my gospel, or just hanging around doing nothing?" As Dominicans, we are entrusted with a lot, because we have been given so much. Through the spirit of St. Dominic, we have been given the balanced spiritual life of prayer, community, study, and service, preaching the good news of our Lord to the world. What a joy. Are we up to the challenge? We have all the tools. We just need to reach out and use them. As a part of our ongoing formation in my lay chapter, we are studying the roots of Dominican spirituality. One of the sources we're using is Humbert Claresec's book on Dominican spirituality. This late 19th century friar gives us much to think about. Even in his time, he gives voice to challenges we are facing today. Our sacred cause, preaching the gospel for the salvation of souls, is being threatened and on the verge of being torn from us. Secular sources profess to be sources of truth. Science purports to be a religion. Socialism purports to be a code of ethics. But as Dominicans, we cannot let this happen. We must stand strong and profess the truth of the gospel with love, joy, and charity, so that all will see the truth in our Lord's words because of how we reflect our Lord's image. For the man who is given more, more is expected. Is it fair? Maybe not, but it is our challenge, our vocation. What else stands between the world's salvation and eternal fire but the power of the gospel, which we have been entrusted to share with all?